Welcome to this week's episode of Iron Hero Fitcast. This is Chris Suter. I'm the owner of Iron Hero CrossFit. As a reminder, for whatever reason, don't feel like I need to remind anybody, but here we are. So this week we are discussing working out and injury. Now, I want to preface with all this by saying this is all based on my experience with my own injuries, issues, my recoveries, the things that I've experimented with. You have your chronological age, of course. You also have your training age. Well, my training age can legally vote. And so in that time, I've certainly, accidents have happened. And I would argue that you spend enough time training, accidents are going to happen. Now, does that mean that the training environment is not safe? Not at all. If there's anything you can take away from this, it's that when you are working out with a coach, with a trainer, if you're in the gym and you have quote-unquote adult supervision, that's about as safe as you can get. We are controlling variables. We're making sure that you're doing the things that are in your best interest, of course, based on our opinion and our experience. But I would argue about as safe as environment as you can get out in the real world. Not so much. I mean, when you walk out your front door and you start driving, I mean, that's going to be probably less safe than what you're going to do in the gym. Now, why do accidents happen? Why do injuries happen? Sometimes no matter what you do, sometimes stuff just happens. Sometimes you just get hurt. Sometimes you lose your balance. Sometimes you roll your ankle. Like, sometimes stuff just happens and there's no getting around it. And it's irrelevant whether or not that happens in the gym or that happens outside the gym. The other reason why it might happen is because of ego. Now, as somebody who's competitive, I've had my fair share of ego mishaps, and it's taken me, I'm 40 now, I'm almost 41. It's taken me until now to realize that you don't necessarily have to do things based on ego, and it's probably better that you don't. Our injuries, I mean, they're painful, yes. They're probably more frustrating than they are painful. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, of course, but they're probably more frustrating in general than they are painful. And when it comes to working out while you're injured, for some reason, it messes with your brain, and the modification process is like a kick to the groin every single time you have to modify. Now, if you do CrossFit and you have to modify, and you see the people that you're normally competitive with or you normally train with, and they're not modifying, like, your headspace doesn't necessarily, it's not a positive headspace, we'll say, because you don't want to modify, and because you have a certain expectation for yourself and how you perform, you definitely don't want to modify. And so it's probably more emotionally and psychologically frustrating and painful than it is physically. Yeah, really, for the most part, sometimes it's definitely more physically painful. It is important, however, that you do modify and that you do continue to train. Now, there's a couple reasons why it's important that you continue to train regardless of what's happening. Of course, you know, if it's a bad enough injury, bad enough circumstance, then yeah, you might want to get stuff cleared by your doctor. But short of that, strains, sprains, those sorts of things, like, yeah, absolutely, you want to train. Now, reason number one is if you continue to train, right, you're continuing to reinforce good, positive habits. If you stop training and you're somebody who really struggles with that and you're really trying to make a good change for yourself, a positive change for yourself, using the injury as a vehicle, we'll say, to not continue to train means that you're going to continue to vote for the person that you don't want to be, like the person you're trying to get away from being. And so if I'm trying to make it a part of my lifestyle to work out, and I train 3 days a week and I want to continue to train 3 days a week, well, if I use the injury as a, well, I better just stop doing things until things are healed, well, then you're going right back to what got you into trouble in the first place. So you want to maintain the habits portion of this entire thing. two is the healing process. Now, this is kind of what I was getting at before. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physical therapist, chiropractor, athletic trainer, anything like that. This is just based on my own experience. I'm a believer, and I'll tell you why in a minute. I'm a believer in that some sort of movement is going to be probably a better way to expedite the healing process than not moving. Even in a lot of cases, better than ice. Now, there is certainly a relationship between inflammation and pain. And so if your goal is just to get out of pain, then yeah, ice and NSAIDs might be a good way to go. But there's a book by, I believe his name is Gary Reinel. I think that's how you pronounce his name. And it's called Iced. And the book delves into the history of icing, why it became a thing, how it became a thing, why people continue to use it to this day, and why it may not be the best way to come back from injury. Now, again, this is just based on my layperson's opinion, but I think that movement is going to be a better way to do it. Now, certainly pain-free movement under the supervision of a physical therapist or probably a physical therapist, and especially one that specializes in strength conditioning. But having some kind of movement, I believe, is going to make you heal faster than it would if you just tried to ice and did the normal rice, right? The rest, ice, compression, elevation thing. Now, for anybody who's a client at Iron Hero, I have a copy of this. If you want to borrow it, you don't want to have to buy it. You can come on in. Let me know and take it, and you know, no harm, no foul. But I think for me, I've seen better progress with recovery when I have moved in some capacity. Now, some of that movement might just be walking, but I feel like it's been a faster recovery in those instances by doing things that way rather than rest, ice, compression, elevation. Again, there's exceptions to the rule, but this is your strains, sprains. In the book, they even talk about a break of your collarbone, which I have no expertise in, and I would never say, hey, go do what they do, but I think there's merit there. Now, if you are injured, I do have recommendations of who to go see, and if you have questions on that, just come on in and ask. Otherwise, remember that I think the most important part of this whole thing is maintaining your habits. So really, really try to stay away from using injury as a means to exit out of training and exit out of the good habits that have stepped you forward and back into the habits that probably don't want to get back into. So really make it a point. Be okay with it. You know, there's self-talk there, and if you have questions and you want to have a conversation about it, but really make it a point to continue to train in some capacity. And if you have questions, let me know. If you have deeper-seated questions from people that know a whole lot more than I do, I can certainly steer you in that direction. Just let me know. Keep training.